taste of the awful. The insidious. Flying butt pliers.
The butt fumble.
Are you ready to get started this thing started?
I am ready to rock and or roll.
Rip out the fire.
I thought Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, was right here on Turnbuckle Trash with Silk.
I never heard that song until, you know what movie it was in? Classic.
Why don't you tell me?
Maverick, Goose, Top Gun.
Oh, it was in that one? I don't know if I've ever even seen that movie, to be honest with you.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. David Buford Denton.
Yes, sir.
I don't ever want to hear you criticize me for anything I've watched or not watched until you have watched that movie. Are we clear?
I'm clear, but I need to tell you something.
Oh, boy.
I did that interview with the guys from UCW Zero, the A.
Oh, yes, yeah. You did.
We were talking afterwards, and we were talking wrestling, and I told them that you enjoy watching Total Divas. They laughed.
Great. You know what? Thanks. Appreciate that. I'm going to tell everybody you've never seen Top Gun, and everyone's going to laugh at you now. So, boom, roasted.
Hey, people look at me, and they start laughing.
I was right.
You were right.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so smart.
Alec.
All right,
I get called another A word myself.
Oh,
so,
no, yeah. You don't. Yes, you're the most celebritized, famous man.
All right.
Next to me in Cache Valley.
Right. Who the hell are you?
I was right.
You were right.
Oh my gosh, I'm so smart.
Alec.
All right,
I get called another A word myself.
Oh,
so,
no,
yeah.
You don't. Yes, you're the most celebritized, famous man.
All right.
Next to me. In Cache Valley.
Right.
This arena?
TD Waterhouse, is that it? TD? What is it? The Boston Garden? No, that's old.
TD.
TD, Teresa Denton, my wife?
Wow, easy.
What is it?
Oh, that's your wife.
What is it?
It's TD Garden.
Who the hell are you?
Welcome on back. Turnbuckle Trash Heads, it's good to have you back. RJ Salveson, oh, you just knocked out my mic.
I knocked my mic out too, so.
Hell in the Cell segment with Dave Zenton, RJ, Dave Zenton. Hell in the Cell segment with Dave Denton, RJ Salveson in 3, 2, 1.
By Wachobies. No.
It's Wachobies. Say
Wachobies.
It right.
Wachobies, excuse me.
I mean, if you're Italian, you can say Wachobies, but it's Wachobies.
Okay, Wachobies. That's when AJ Styles came out. You're now the phenomenal AJ Styles.
I'm challenging Brock Lesnar. Start up with Lucha Underground. Underground. I'm sorry. I got back from St. George at 2 a.m. this morning.
Right. I'll have you know I'm a big fat jerk. Thank you.
Shane McMahon's team of Randy Orton. Shinsuke
Nakamura.
Bobby Roode and a to-be-determined opponent. Shut up, Dave. I hate you so bad.
I'm sorry. Just say the Michael Jackson wannabe, okay? I could tell you were struggling. I looked over and you go, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Well, thank you, translator.
He's done some good work. He was a tag team champion a while with my man. Titus O'Neil. I just drew a complete blank. I said we're away from it.
No, you said a full week away.
From Halloween.
Yeah, that's saying that we're...
Past. Jeez. Semantics.
You're welcome, Dave. Wrap it up. Dave's got a thing in his hand. Okay, I need to say that better. Dave's got a picture in his hand. You can do so by finding us on Twitter at Turnbuckle Trash and on Facebook. Our page is called Turnbuckle Trash. This episode, of course, brought to you by...
Go ahead.
No. Are you done over there, Chuckles?
No, I'm not.
Are you done?
I'm just thinking of Faceball. Go ahead. Geeks of the Industry, don't forget them. Geeks of the Industry. Go ahead.
Can we do our episode now, or do you just want to keep up there, Jim Carrey? Got more jokes there, Chubby Chuckles?
Why, yes, let me think of some jokes. I'll tell you some more because I am a professional radio announcer and I know how to do jokes.
Okay, okay. You know what? I'm going to go walk out the door and we're going to walk back in. We're going to reintroduce us, okay? So here we go. Yes.
Yes, Ajay. Please come in and grab a headset and a microphone and let us now do our professional wrestling, professionally done.
The quote unquote podcast. Emphasis on professional.
Professional. We are professionals.
In 3, 2, 1.
One.
Hey everybody, good evening. Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Nakamura.
Shut up. And Bobby Roode.
Mora.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Nakamura.
Dude, shut up. Here we go. Barring any screw-ups from Dave or his computer, this should be act two or take two of Turnbuckle Trash. In 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash. It's an... Oh, shoot. Here we go. Try again.
Take 3.
Take 345 accent.
You just wanted to say poo.
Oh, ROH NXT time. This is your time to not screw it up. Go ahead.
Well, quickly, NXT. I messed it up right as we start. It's my roar. I'm going to roar.
Okay, stop. Stop.
I'm roaring
put
now.
Put your freaking arms down, you purple.
I'm roaring.
Purple. You're sick. You gross me out.
It's my roar.
I'll give you a little hint.
Let's go.
Hey, yo. Some of you guys came here to see WCW?
Mm-hmm.
Or did some of you guys come here to see the NWO?
I would say
come on,
the NWO.
Come on. You know who it is, right?
Oh, yeah. That's Big Scott Hall.
And who was his tag team partner?
Big Sexy.
Big Sexy Kevin Nash, the Outsiders.
Yes.
Let me tell you, and then another one.
Oh, you didn't know? Well, your ass better call somebody.
The Road Dog, Jesse James. Mr. The badass Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
Rusev Day with Aiden English singing, you know, it's Rusev Day. Bring me some cake. Yo, pancakes.
I had some wonderful pancakes at IHOP the other day. By the way, if you want to follow us on Turnbuckle Trash, you can do so on our podcast. Or not on our podcast. Man, every time we start, I just want to laugh. I just want to start laughing. Okay, here we go. What's the show called? Turnbuckle Trash.
What's it called now?
How many drops do you have because of me?
Oh, just a bunch.
Oh, man. He's like, yep.
I'm keeping
that.
Some.
I just said that.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Happy Rusev
Obviously.
Day.
Obviously. You weren't listening.
Happy Rusev Day.
You weren't listening.
That's what I do.
So in the Silver Dome,
the Silver Dome. Sorry.
For some...
you just channeled your inner Hulk Hogan there, didn't you?
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
You had to ask me, didn't you? Hold on, let me take care of this. Gosh dang it, Dave.
Oh, me too. I'm just...
Pay-per-view.
What is that called?
Schedule... Darn it, you're lucky.
Royal Rumble. It's the Royal Rumble.
And we just recap for you Clash of Champions, which is, wow, hiccup, giving you plenty of momentum.
Been drinking much lately?
A lot of vodka. With no lime and an olive. Shaken, not stirred.
Okay.
Hope someone poisons me by the end of this podcast.
At least I'm not getting up and down all the time like I was last time.
Oh, ow. Biscuit.
You hurt the old Wachabies again, huh? Okay, anytime you're ready.
Turnbuckle Trash. In 3...
I need my nose.
3, 2, 1. We're back.
Yeah, Mike Calvin on our Facebook talked about the Steiner Brothers and how they were one of his. The Dog-Faced Gremlin. And Scott Snyder, Steiner, it must be time for me to go to bed or something.
An asshole.
Before he became, yeah. You put it away that I was trying to be very, very nice about it. Really have egg on my face. Big apologies to my good friend Zane Peterson. We recorded a segment and it was so good. And when I went to save it on my computer, I was at my job and I saved something else I had been working on, and then I closed out the program. And I guess you should say that I, Dave Denton, had a major league butt fumble.
Dummy!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Zane, my friend, I am so sorry. Yeah, I had a butt fumble.
Uh-huh. Mommy, I need help. Call me an ambulance.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess you should say that I, Dave Denton, had a major league butt fumble.
Dummy!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Zane, my friend, I am so sorry. Yeah, I had a butt fumble.
Tozawa against, that was against Neville. So on the previous Monday Night Raw, oh, you got one open now? And that's not a beer, guys.
That's not a Stone Cold Steve
that's
Austin.
That's not a Steve Weiser. That is a Peach Fresca he just opened up. Yeah, you know. Hey, we're in the middle of Mormon country.
Dave has crackers in his kitchen, so they're too hard to resist.
And there's also bubbles. So if you want to drink some bubbles, go right ahead.
No thanks.
Anyway, yeah, it will be. Yeah. And I don't know if
force.
I don't know if you did. We talk about that last time with Jim Cornette being involved now with.
Yeah, but somebody forgot to press record on the.
Oh, you remember that? Once again, my apologies. It just didn't, I don't know what, when I saved it, that's what it was. It didn't save right. I saved it on.
Sure. You can just admit, Dave, that you wanted to just do it all yourself.
I wanted all the glory for
yes,
me.
Since there's so much glory in Turnbuckle Trash and our huge sponsors.
Yeah, there are five people that are listening. Thank you very much for giving me the glory, and you can send money.
Yeah. Everybody listening to us is broke, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I've...
Dave Denton here, Audrey Salveson there. Or is Audrey Salveson here and Dave Denton there?
It's kind of like metaphysical. It's like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You're D, I'm dumb.
What's Zane? Folks, Dave Denton here, Audrey Salveson over there.
You did it again. Little under the weather the last couple of days, but feeling better now.
You know, I was having a great day, and then you tell me, wait, what is it? I mean, we got diarrhea? Is it a head cold? I mean, what's the issue?
I don't think I want to talk about diarrhea on this particular program.
So, we are starting off the show with a last time Dave puked story.
I'm just like Jerry
Meatballs.
Seinfeld. And by Wachobies. No.
It's Wachobies. Like, say
Wachobies.
It right.
Wachobies. Excuse me.
I mean, if you're Italian, you can say Wachobies, but it's Wachobies.
And by Wachobies. No.
It's Wachobies. Just like, say
Wachobies.
It right.
Wachobies. Excuse me.
I mean, if you're Italian, you can say Wachobies, but it's Wachobies.
Okay. Wachobies. That's when AJ Styles came out. You're now the phenomenal AJ Styles.
I'm challenging Brock Lesnar. Start up with Lucha Underground. Underground. I'm sorry. I got back from St. George at 2 a.m. this morning.
Right. Was in the ring and he challenged Brock Lesnar. That's when AJ Styles came out. You're now the phenomenal AJ Styles.
I'm challenging Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
I hope Macarena gets to fight Amore sometime, by the way.
My name is Enzo Amore.
Macarena and Amore.
Oh,
okay, here we go. Yes, sir.
An educated guess. That's the only kind of education I ever got, right? Yes. Went to 3 years of a junior college and still didn't graduate.
Whatever it takes, Dave.
All right, well, that does it for your Global Impact report from Dave Denton, sponsored by Fat Boys. You want to get your Fat Boy?
I don't know Dave Denton. I don't know if a lot of people know what Fat Boys are. Explain what they are.
Oh, man, they are delicious ice cream sandwiches, and I'm not a big ice cream fan, but they're chocolate ice cream. So, it's vanilla cream in the middle, but it's chocolate, like, what would you call it? Whatever is on the
outside.
The cookie outside is chocolate, and it is delicious.
And you know what I call them?
Skinny Mies. Boys?
Mies.
Mies?
Mies.
Oh, gee, no, don't.
I used to say to my wife, oh, when you're at the grocery store, would you get a box of Mies? Fat boys. Get it?
Wrap it up. Dave's got a thing in his hand. Okay, I need to say that better. Dave's got a picture in his hand that he would like to share.
This is supposed to be this is supposed to be family friendly.
That same Pamela de Salvas out there. Vision. It was Team Raw, Alicia Fox, Asuka, Bayley, Nia Jax, and Sasha Banks getting the win over Becky Lynch, Carmelo Anthony. No. SmackDown does get the win again, and this time in the tag team champion. Again, it's a non-title because, Dave, as you said,
the bar,
the Raw, and this is the only time of the year.
Oh, what was that? Ask me again, Juice. Ask me again.
Dave.
Yes.
What does this event tell us?
It's the only night of the year that SmackDown and Raw competitors actually get to compete against each other. The only night of the entire year. Survivor Series 2017. The only night of the year that SmackDown and Raw compete.
Let's do a turnbuckle trash pool. Who whines more, Jason Jordan or Dave Denton?
I don't know. It could be Jason. I hurt my knee again.
Okay.
I just had a knee surgery, a replacement.
I'm going to freaking kick you in between the knees to keep you whining if you don't shut up. Thank you.
Do not threaten me with Wachobies.
Wachobies.
Chobies.
I love how you mess it up every time and then you correct
okay,
yourself.
Okay, Enzora More.
And more. Amore. Devile.
Devile?
I love Devile. I'm going to keep going with that. Asuka.
well, we're in a weird mood, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just on something.
Well, we're in a kitchen, aren't we?
Well,
it's a kitchen
hey,
studio.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, that's right. Yeah.
Well,
we're in a studio.
Can you believe it?
We're together.
Together. This is something that Juice was never able to accomplish, and he was only like an hour and a half away, and I live 3.5 hours away, and I was able to accomplish it. So there you have it.
Yeah. Well,
boy, I'll tell you what. It's sure been a...
All right, Dave. All ROH right. NXT time. This is your time to not screw it up. Go ahead.
Well, quickly, NXT. I messed it up right as we start.
NFL.
We
approach the Christmas season and the end of the new year.
The end of the new year?
Oh, wait. Sorry. The end of an era.
An old year.
An old year.
I know about old year.
Another old year. Another Dave Denton has gone and came.
That's right, baby.
Came and gone.
Whatever. Man.
The pay-per-view match for the U.S. title, Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin, who is the current champion at this time, and Bobby Roode. Triple threat
match. Dolph Ziggler.
I just said that.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Happy Rusev
Obviously.
Day.
Obviously. You weren't listening.
Happy Rusev Day.
You weren't listening.
That's what I do.
So in the Silver Dome, this
the Silver Dome. Sorry.
For some...
you channeled your inner Hulk Hogan there, didn't you?
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Enzo Amore comes out and he starts doing mic work like he always does. Amore compares himself to Star Wars and Gulak as his Padawan learner. I'm just reporting as it happened. Gulak says... He is the Jar Jar Binks of professional wrestling. Gets no respect.
Jar Jar Binks.
I like Jar Jar
Binks. I thought he gets respect. He doesn't get respect.
I have a dancing Jar Jar Binks bank in the back room.
Man, I love Jar Jar. He's funny.
Fun. Yeah, I like Jar Jar Binks. I hated the Ewoks. Anyway, less Star Wars, more wrestling.
Of course he ate short things.
Mm-hmm.
They're cute.
Then the Motor City Machine Guns retain their ROH World Tag Team Championship in a match against Best Friends. Are we friends?
Or are we best friends?
We're best friends.
We're best of friends.
And then they had the War Machine taking on the former tag team champions of the
Forever.
Addiction.
Forever.
Forever. And
doing
the War Machine.
So much fun things together. Sorry.
Where's that come from?
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
Come on, the cartoon movie?
The what?
Are you serious?
The what movie?
Oh, shame on you.
The what movie? It's
supposed to be a kid friend family thingamajigger podcast, and you don't know that movie?
What movie are we talking about, man?
We're the best of friends.
Last time.
Oh, ow. Biscuit.
You hurt the old Wachavis again, huh? Okay, anytime you're ready.
Thermical trash. In three.
I need my nose.
Three, two, one. We're back. Oh, Turnbuckle Trash fans, if you had to, I swear.
It's not nice to swear.
Well, it's going to be because
I'm going to tell your mom. She listens to me every morning on the radio.
Well, my mom does a lot of stupid things in her life that she hasn't apologized for yet.
Gee, thanks.
For Dave Dent, for Audrey Salson, for Zane Pearson, for Larry Jackson, Geeks of the Industry, for Cash Valley Radio Network, I'm AJ Salson. You have been listening to Turnbuckle Trash. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy Rusev Day!
Do not give him a way out of it. Why do you do that? Why do you stick up for Zane? It's stuff like this.
Because
really
I'm the good announcer and you're the heel announcer.
So I'm JBL? Well,
you're JBL.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're picking on me. Yeah.
No.
They're gonna have Chance saying fire AJ here pretty soon. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
bye.
It's been fun.
I miss you. I love you.
I'm fond of you.
That's a bold claim, ladies and gentlemen. You're hearing it from Dave Denton, right on Turnbuckle Trash. That's a bold claim.
I'm a bold guy. I'm a bold guy.
Oh, just calm the fetch down. Oh, my God. You always have to go there. You always have to go. Can I ever just be normal?
Nah, I can't be humble. Because, you know, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror.
Oh, stop. God.
I'm getting better looking each day. To know me is to love me.
We're going to end this podcast if you don't stop.
I must be a heck of a guy.
Sorry, you do not deserve this, listeners. And I wish we could fix it, but his ego is bigger than him, and that's saying something.
That is saying something, isn't it?
And there was
is this for a wardrobe malfunction?
The wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You can tell to me again.
Okay, well, Charlotte and Lana were in the ring. And Lana starts sliding down her back, almost like trying to do a sunset flip. And the backside of Charlotte's costume kind of fell off, and there was...
Yeah,
there was a lot of flair in Charlotte right there. They were showing a lot
Yes, there was.
But what was funny is I don't think the announcer saw it happen. And then all of a sudden you start hearing the crowd...
Thank you, Lana.
It was priceless. And then Tyler Breeze and Fandango have been doing the Fashion Files, the Fashion Police. Mm-hmm. And Fandango has been missing the last few weeks. And the storyline is very convoluted. It's supposed to be comedy. Sometimes it's funny. I was telling my wife it's a train wreck that you can't take your eyes off of. But 2 weeks ago, Fandango comes back after being missing for a couple of weeks. And he says that he had been abducted by aliens, and I just thought this was really funny. So listen closely to how Fandango explains about being abducted by aliens.
Aliens? Aliens?
Yeah.
How'd you escape?
Escape? I could leave anytime I wanted to.
Why didn't you?
Anal probes.
What?
I mean, no. Wardrobes.
Wardrobes.
Anal probes.
They just don't want to step on toes. Back in the day, and you know this as well as I do, when Raw was going crazy, they brought up everything. Mm-hmm. But now it's, we can't do this.
It was about 2 weeks ago, Jinder Mahal cut a promo, and he was talking about against Shinsuke Nakamura. You know, he says, you know, on there some things that I guess some people took offense to, and the audience starts chanting, "That was too far. That's too far." I went back and I listened to it like twice, and I was like, that wasn't really that bad. I mean, I've seen a lot worse back in the Attitude Era, and that there was a lot worse than making fun of Jinder Mahal and comparing him to Mr. Miyagi.
I mean, if you're going to get offended by a name of Mr. Miyagi, good Lord, come on. That would be like handing Jack the Ripper a pair of scissors and say, please don't cut anybody. And I just don't understand with the political correctness of Raw, SmackDown. It just doesn't make any sense. And now all these fans are so butthurt over stuff. It's sickening now. It's very sickening.
Back to the Attitude Era. I mean, yeah. You know, Val Venus, Venus angle. I mean, remember the R-rated superstar Edge, you know, basically him grinding on Lita right in the ring. You know, Lita dressed in lingerie and
had the hoe train. And
what has happened? Why all of a sudden is everybody so upset over everything when 15 years ago, 20 years ago in the WWE, which B Generation X with their suck it comments, and
it all disappeared because that's the way Vince wanted it. And then he realized, hey, the WWE is really for kids, so we need to knock this back a little bit more. It's for the children. Smash Mouth Company to let's have everyone in fairy dust and everybody will be nice and happy with the little cupcakes. We'll be okay. Uh-uh. If it made for a good show, the ratings would be up. It's not making for – people want to see – they want to see action. They don't want to see five guys in the ring talk about what they're going to do in the match, and then the next night they have the match, and then they're going to have the pay-per-view.
Why are we getting guys injured so much these days?
Well, I'll take a quote from the Honky Tonk Man when he was on Jim Cornette's podcast. They are not trained properly. These guys will go to these schools. They'll get 4, 5, 6 months of training, and then they'll go on to the indie circuit where they'll do everything from fall-on light bulbs, wrap barbed wire and with baseball bats, and they think it's all television. But when they get to the major leagues, they get hurt. I mean, it's a sport where I give them credit. There's no way I could do it.
How do you say this name? Shinsuke?
Oh, Sensei Nakamura.
I was really close there, as you could tell.
So,
by the way, can we say happy birthday yet? Are we allowed to?
You can say happy birthday.
Dave Denton turning the gracious young age of 60.
Yeah, 60 years old.
Stop.
I gum my own food.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going bald. Did you notice that? I'm going bald.
Dave, you're going bald 7 years ago, buddy.
I know, brother.
Like,
but
that's just called a hairline receding.
Today, I was combing my hair.
Dave,
and I noticed,
you have no hair. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I noticed. I said, man, that's pretty light up. But this is what the good Lord gave me, so I'm making it look good.
All right.
Anyway,
bye.
It's been fun.
I miss you. I love you.
I'm fond of you.
You're so gross. You always have to just upgrade it one notch, don't you?
That's why I get paid the not so big
bucks. And we're done. Bye.
And then you sent me a text one day about the WWE's logo for Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, that's hilarious, wasn't it?
The logo. Well, let's just say porn stars would like a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. If anybody can't pick up on that, then.
Yeah.
Then that's hilarious.
And they had to do a lot of negotiations to get the rights to use the name of Great Balls of Fire from the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. SmackDown Live this past week. Sami Zayn, one of your favorites. He's doing a bit behind backstage with Daniel Bryan talking about the women's ladder, Money in the Bank ladder match. And here comes Becky Lynch from the background wanting to talk to Daniel Bryan. Sami says, oh, hi, Betty. Didn't call Becky Lynch the correct name. Called her Betty.
Ooh.
You basically handed everyone a turd on a plate and said, here you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Your goodness? Aren't you that good?
I've just been missing Booker T. I've been away for too long, Dave.
They got rid of David Otunga. Hallelujah.
Man, now if we could just get rid of Michael Cole, it'd be even better, huh?
Challenged Brock Lesnar. That's when AJ Styles came out. You're now the phenomenal AJ Styles.
I'm challenging Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
What about, let's talk about Captain Alicia Fox.
Ooh, in the Survivor Series. I love Alicia Fox.
Do you really?
I think she is so much fun to watch in this kind of role. She plays that crazy character so well. She is the captain. She will have on her team Sasha Banks and also Asuka.
I don't know. Get a new name, if you can, please, for the rest of us.
It's better than Enzo Amore with you, isn't it?
My name is Enzo Amore.
You can actually say that one.
Winner, winner, oh, chicken dinner.
I was only serious, by the way.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how about this one? This one I'm excited about. Cruiserweight Championship on the line. Enzo Amore.
Oh, you said it right.
I know.
And I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that.
Shane McMahon's team of Randy Orton, Shinsuke
Nakamura,
Bobby Roode, and a to-be-determined opponent. Shut up, Dave. I hate you so bad.
I'm sorry. Just say the Michael Jackson wannabe, okay? I could tell you were struggling. I looked over and you go, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Well, thank you, translator.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
Easy. Good
gosh. Big hit record in the 80s.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it
You're
was.
Making that up.
The Vapors.
You're making it up.
The Vapors.
There's no such person. You have gotten through Turkey Day. I hope you survived. You didn't overeat like Dave did.
I didn't have any turkey.
Well, you had a lot of something else because it's showing.
It's called pork.
Oh, see, that's horrible.
Pork loin.
Pork is garbage.
How dare you?
How
that
dare me?
Pork is where bacon
How
comes from.
Dare-
And also ham.
Wait.
And pork chops.
Wait, time out.
And ribs.
Bacon comes from pork?
Yes.
I had no idea. I thought it came from cows. In India, that's what they told me.
It comes from its pork belly.
They told me something else in India, and so it can't
Well, are
sue
you
me.
Going to believe Jinder Mahal all the time?
Yes. It's you have gotten through Turkey Day. I hope you survived. You didn't overeat like Dave did.
I didn't have any turkey.
Well, you had a lot of something else, because it's showing.
It's called pork.
Oh, see, that's horrible.
Pork loin.
Pork is garbage.
How dare you?
How
that
dare me?
Pork is where bacon
How
comes from.
Dare-
And also ham.
Wait, I...
And pork chops.
Wait, time out.
And ribs.
Bacon comes from pork?
Yes.
I had no idea. I thought it came from cows. In India, that's what they told me.
It comes... From its pork belly.
They told me something else in India, and so it can't
sue me. Are you going to believe Jinder Mahal all the time?
Yes.
He is.
A special thanks to Geeks of the Pod Industry.
Geeks of the Industry.
Oh, my gosh. Geeks of the Industry. Larry Jackson, the ship writer of that monstrous Titanic, if you will, that we'll never sink, even if it hit an iceberg. Larry, we thank you so much. We appreciate you greatly for allowing us to be a part of your Geeks of the Industry podcast family.
There's a brown nose over on that other side of the microphone there.
Hey,
really,
here's a
kissing up to you.
Super, super secret.
What's that?
I am brown. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I just breaking news. Da, 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 da.
Yes,
he
oh,
is
you are,
brown.
Aren't you? Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah, this isn't just a shadow from your weird dim light, dude. Get on to it. Oh, by the way.
What's that?
I watched Winnie the Pooh today. The last one where Chris Robin goes to school and Pooh doesn't know it. That is a sad show. When you actually understand and comprehend everything that's going on, that's a really sad show. Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare, you jerk. Don't you dare. You show some respect.
I'm going to show some respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's what it means to us. Okay.
Those.
New Day's are on the side sideline eating pancakes while watching this match. Pancakes, by the way.
Pancakes.
I had some wonderful pancakes at IHOP the other day. Woo! So Rusev and Aiden, English, get the win on Rusev Day.
On Rusev Day. Every day
is Rusev,
Rusev Day.
Rusev Day! Was impressive. Where did that come from?
From my diaphragm.
Vintage Dave Denton.
I snagged two of them. I was going to buy one for you and one for me. And I got up to the checkout stand, and they rang up as $13 a piece. And I said, no. I said, these are on clearance. And he's like, oh, let me go back and check. So he goes back and checks, and he says, yes, they are on clearance for $13 a piece. So,
much
Dave, you have a cheap friend. So I did not purchase your UA Ultimate Warrior tag team action figure.
Let me tell you, I'd do the same thing to you, Zane. I would do the same for you. I wouldn't buy you nothing, man. Because you know what? I'm a cheap SOB myself.
But hey, you know, Dave, a dollar or two, absolutely.
Happy holidays to one and all.
And happy Rusev Day to you.
Happy Hanukkah.
Every day is Rusev Day. I love Rusev Day. I want to live my life like Rusev.
$20 says he doesn't celebrate Christmas, so I bet Rusev Day really sucks.
But he's married to Lana of Rusev.
12 months of Rusev. And Lana's leaping. 6 Machka kicks. Tag team title victory.
I told you not to play that. I didn't. Oh, it's so horrible.
I never listened to you, man.
I told you not to play that. I didn't. Oh, it's so horrible.
I never listened to you, man.
I mean, he doesn't even sing it right. Well, at least his American English sucks.
Oh, I started laughing out loud. And then you think about the pop that tag team got. There have been rumors about a face turn for Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that crowd reacted with chanting Rusev Day, Rusev Day, Rusev Day, and then singing along with the 12 Days of Rusev. I didn't think it would work, but I think it will now with the Rusev Day. There was even a YouTube video of probably about 15, 20 seconds of people going into the TD Waterhouse arena.
Yep.
And there was probably 100 people shouting, Happy Rusev Day! Happy Rusev Day! I love it.
What did you just call this arena?
TD Waterhouse, is that it? TD, what is it? The Boston Garden? No, that's old.
TD,
Teresa Denton, my wife?
Wow, easy, easy.
What is it?
Oh, it's your wife.
What is it?
It's TD Garden.
But wasn't it named by TD Waterhouse?
I don't know, dude. It used to be the Boston Garden, then it was changed to TD Garden. You really just call it TD Waterhouse?
Arena.
Oh, man.
Corporate naming just drives me crazy.
Oh, that was so good.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
No, it was not, Dave. Dang it.
Gosh dang it.
No,
gosh,
it was not with you. There is no force. It's all fake.
That he had what they call in the business a boo-boo face.
Aliens?
Yeah.
How'd you escape?
Escape, I could leave anytime I wanted to.
Why didn't you?
Anal probes.
Well, what is he doing here?
Why is he here? He's not supposed to be here.
Tell him to embrace his fandom. Embrace the wrestling phenomenon that we are turnbuckle trash.
Yeah. I mean, our priorities is this. Pro wrestling, wife, lawn, home, pro wrestling.
How about Randy Orton versus Rusev?
This storyline just sucks from top to bottom, and the match is just worthless. This is the dumbest match. This is pointless. I think it's dumb, and I think it's worthless. It doesn't help either wrestler in any way, shape, or form.
That would be like handing Jack the Ripper a pair of scissors and say, please don't cut anybody. Let's have everyone in fairy dust, and everybody will be nice and happy with little cupcakes. We'll be okay.
Good morning. I know I'm an old man.
Can we get that as a drop?
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Just the way you said it. I want that as a drop.
Okay, let me just say, I did not see the match, but this is what I see.
Okay.
I see the referee getting knocked down.
Okay.
And then Daniel Bryan putting on the referee jersey and getting into it.
I hate watching wrestling with you for that very reason.
That right there is what professional wrestling is all about. Just silly, goofy, awesome, just fun.